This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Linda Wertheimer. In his first-ever national newscast last night, President Bush reserved most of his vitriol for Afghanistan's leaders, but he also issued a warning to Iraq. He called Saddam Hussein an evil man and said the U.S. is closely watching the Iraqi leader. Earlier this week, the U.S. ambassador to the United Nations delivered a more specific warning, telling his Iraqi counterpart that Baghdad will be hit hard if it launches attacks on its domestic or foreign opponents while the U.S. campaign in Afghanistan is underway. NPR's Kate Seeley joins us on the line from Baghdad. Kate, how is Baghdad responding to the American warnings?
Well, it's quite clear from Baghdad's response. It doesn't want to be implicated in any way, either with the September 11th attacks or with efforts to try to destabilize the region during the current U.S. military campaign. Just yesterday, Iraq released the text of its response to the U.S. ambassador to the U.N. And, you know, basically the response was full of the usual bluster. The Iraqi envoy called the American message stupid and arrogant. But what's important to note in the Iraqi response was the fact that Baghdad made it very clear it had no intention of undertaking any military actions in the region. It said what the U.S. warned against, such as the use of weapons of mass destruction, is not on Iraq's agenda. And it certainly didn't pose any challenge to the American warning. Iraq does not want to be associated with bin Laden or Al-Qaeda network. Because it fears the consequences. And both Secretary of State Colin Powell and Vice President Dick Cheney have said there is no evidence linking Iraq to the attacks. But because Iraq is on the U.S. list of states that sponsor terror, there is concern here that the Americans may simply want to finish off what they didn't do during the Gulf War, which is remove Saddam Hussein from power. So I get the impression from what's being said here that Iraq doesn't want to give the Americans any additional excuses to do so.
And what are the Iraqis saying about the U.S. campaign in Afghanistan?
Well, they've strongly denounced them. Saddam has called them an illegal aggression. There have been demonstrations here in Baghdad protesting the strikes. You know, marches are always sort of state-organized affairs, but I get the impression that people are very outraged by what they call a superpower attacking one of the world's poorest countries. Many people here keep asking, where's the evidence? One Iraqi said to me, you know, we grew up on American cop shows. We learned Americans don't prosecute people unless they have evidence. So why haven't they produced any evidence? And then there's the fact that, you know, these images of the bombing of Afghanistan remind many people here of what they experienced during the Gulf War. And they say it's an experience that still haunts them and one they regret that innocent Afghans have to suffer.
Do you have the impression that Iraqis are worried that they also will be targeted?
Well, Iraqi officials are supposedly taking the possibility of a U.S. attack very seriously. It's alleged that Iraq has begun stockpiling medicine in anticipation of an attack. Shelters are being refurbished. You know, the feeling here is the U.S. has waged war against Baghdad in the past, and it's entirely possible it'll do so again. You know, you talk to people on the streets of Baghdad, and, you know, I can't find a single Iraqi who will say that he or she is afraid of being hit by the Americans. They say, you know, we've gotten used to American bombs. You know, we've been bombed ever since the Gulf War. And so they say things can't really get any worse than they already are. But, you know, off mic, they'll tell you they're really very worried, and they're quite scared. They say, you know, Iraq has made a lot of economic and political progress in the last year. It's begun to emerge from a decade of isolation under UN sanctions. And life was getting better for the average Iraqi. But unfortunately, all of that looks like it's about to end. And I spoke to one electronics dealer who told me that his business has dropped 40% since September 11th. He says people aren't buying TVs and VCRs. They're stockpiling the necessities in anticipation of the worst.
Kate Seeley, thank you very much.
Thank you.
NPR's Kate Seeley, she's reporting from Baghdad.